It's Worldview Wednesday here on LifeWords Day by Day. Who or what influences the culture around you? We may think of immediate influences like parents and relatives and friend groups, which that's all true. But there are some other major cultural influencers that shape your parents, your relatives, and your friend groups. These major influencers are what we might call institutions. Institutions include families, churches, schools, media, art, and government. None of these institutions is neutral either. They are all helping to shape the culture around us. But from where do these institutions get their ideas? Most of these institutions glean ideas from philosophers who are searching for the answer to the question, where do we find truth? And most people do not read books written by philosophers. So how do philosophical ideas make their way into the mainstream? Well, they make their way into the mainstream many times through the institution of art or media, which includes paintings, songs, movies, TV shows, poetry, and books. Francis Schaeffer brought this to our attention in his famous series, How Should We Then Live? But here's what I want you to realize. None of these institutions are neutral. They are all trying to persuade you of what they claim is true. And this is why we find ourselves in the situation that we are in today in our culture. Our culture is loudly answering the question, where do we find truth? By saying ultimate truth resides in the individual and in what he or she desires. The church as well is trying to persuade you, as it should. But the church should be holding out a different answer to the question, where do we find truth? The church should shout it loudly, truth is contained in God's Word. Believe it or not, the answer to all of our gender and identity and sexuality questions are being answered by that one question, where can I discover what is true? The question for us becomes, are we aware of the sources that we're listening to? As you pray today, please remember Michael and Sharon Quillman, our missionaries in Zambia. And also remember the Ekagusiu LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Kenya and Tanzania.